Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December the 11th of the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Sorry for the slow start, ladies and gentlemen. I just got this voice problem that I just can't seem to get rid of for some reason. I don't know what's going on, if I'm being targeted, but man, sickness has been my lot in life for quite some time. And every time I try to get rid of it, it just seems to plague me to no end. Nevertheless, the show must go on, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We are indeed live 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. It's free, live, and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. Download the iPhone or the Android app at LovingLiberty.net. Live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. You can provide feedback. You can listen to the shows live or on-demand around the clock on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. You can also check out our Twitter feed and see what news tidbits we're tweeting out and a whole lot more. Welcome to the broadcast. It is Saturday, so we're hoping you'll have a delightful God, family, and country-filled weekend. And let's just start by kicking off the recap of Friday's incredible broadcast. Wow, was it fun. First hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Chris Carlson. Without God, we can never win. With God, we can never lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Discussions of all things liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And we talked about all Biden vaccine mandates have been blocked by the courts. WorldAffairsBrief.com. Yeah, the bottom line is they could not demonstrate in court, the attorneys could not demonstrate in court that the vaccine reduced the spread of the COCO, so they were forced to literally say, hey, the mandates aren't going to work out, you know. Yeah, Biden's attorney could not show reduced transmission. Yeah, so the judge ruled against Joe Biden on this. And now you got three courts that have ruled against Joe. You got several state governors that are standing up and suing Joe. And you've even got on top of that, the Senate voting against Joe. Will that be enough? Well, I submit to you that if we, the American people, stand up against these vaccine mandates, it will be enough. But if Americans don't, they just cave, we're in trouble. All right. Believe it or not, in the 90 days following the EUA, that's emergency use authorization. So in the first 90 days after emergency use authorization release of the vaccines, they recorded 1,223 deaths. That's 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, 1,223 deaths, 158,000 adverse reactions. Did you hear me? 158,000 adverse reactions, including fetal deaths, spontaneous abortions, and more. They call this, in their quote, encrypted transhuman pharma literature lingo, they call it the post-marketing experience. And I got to ask, whose experience? The vaccine companies or the dead people? See, that's the problem with these vaccines, ladies and gentlemen, is they're dishonest. We talked about Germany's deep state murders a doctor for spilling the truth. Yeah, this doctor literally spent a year exposing the dangers of graphene oxide in vaccines. Dr. Andreas Noack is his name, and he had just discovered that the form of graphene oxide in some vaccines was actually called graphene hydroxide, GH, if you will. And it's a permanent structure that stays in the body and does not biodegrade. Worse, he demonstrated that GH is only 0.1 nanometers thick, which means it acts like razor blades in your bloodstream, ladies and gentlemen, cutting up and damaging blood vessel linings, not to mention causing all kinds of damage, especially to high-performing athletes. It just creates damage in your body. And this is kind of where I have to say, this is all on purpose. You say this is just a naturally occurring disease. No, it's a man-made virus, a man-made vaccine. And ladies and gentlemen, it's dangerous. And when this guy brings this up, you would think the medical community, who has a mantra, who has a kind of a creed, whatever you want to call it, an oath, first, do no harm. You would think when this doctor brings up that, oh my goodness, this stuff can create these little razor blade kind of things that just mess up your blood vessels and everything, you would think they would hero the guy, make him a hero and go, whoa, we didn't know that, by golly, let's stop this, right? But no, they don't do anything of the sort. They literally attack this guy and eventually kill him. Okay, and that's the reason that I'm convinced this is no accident, this coronavirus. Man-made, man-weaponized, man-made and released as a weapon. And I say that because, look, they're not just attacking this German doctor that discovered the truth on this. They're attacking anybody that speaks out against it. You know, you've got a lot of talk show hosts and a lot of people that have been pretty critical of the vaccines. Next thing you know, they wind up dead. And they're like, oh, man, see? Critical talk show host, a vaccine winds up dead, demonstrating this is real. Well, it's real, all right. A real weaponized attack on we the people and on the critics of the vaccine or the critics of the virus, right? I mean, this is insanity, folks. Explosion in new heart conditions. Dismissed as, quote, post-pandemic stress disorder. Tyler Durden with that piece. Wow, huh? Now, Vietnam province realizes the vaccines are so bad, they suspend Pfizer vaccine batch after 120 children hospitalized. Again, Tyler Durden with that piece. Okay? It's just insane what's going on. We then had on with us Dr. Scott Bradley yesterday. It's the first time he's been back for a long time. And we talked about the miracles. Yeah, we are rejoicing in God's miracles. You know what? The United States just passed what they call a major vaccination milestone. Over 200 million Americans are now vaccinated. But here's the problem. The vaccination milestone comes as infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are rising at an alarming rate. Yeah, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, in the Northeast, they've got the vaccines at the highest vaccination rates. Let's just take Vermont, for instance, where 74% of Americans, where the 74% of the population is vaccinated. New cases are at record levels, ladies and gentlemen. Does that make you feel like they're getting to the bottom of this thing? I don't think so. It seems like the more they vaccinate, the worse it gets. More than 300 members of state legislatures around the country have signed on to a letter calling for Joe Biden. It said the president, and so I naturally thought it would be Donald. See what I mean? Anyway, more than 300 members of state legislatures around the country have signed on to a letter calling for Biden to end his COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Why? Because they know that it doesn't work. That's what we're talking about. Anyway, I thought we'd bring that to your attention. Wow. 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 Now, that's a partial recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Since we're talking about vaccines, I thought I'd carry forward the same discussion on vaccinations, right, into today's show. So there's so much going on in the vaccine world. It is shocking. They won't let it go, folks. And this is another reason that I say that it's man-made and used for political purposes, not just an illness. It's an illness, all right. I'm not denying that it exists. I got very sick and almost died. Dr. Scott Bradley got very sick and almost died. But you wonder if it's a population control mechanism. You wonder if it's in a targeting of conservatives mechanism. Because you know what? Every time we find ways to reduce the virus's abuse and or to not take the vaccines, they come back and literally just double-blind attack. It's insane. Poor German doctor's dead, for instance. It just goes on and on and on. But Dr. Fauci is moving forward with his political agenda no matter what. Never mind the SARS database. Has documented literally all kinds of illness. What some call adverse reactions, right? Never mind all that. Fauci's going for broke on this thing. He really, really is. It's insane. Okay? By the way, there's no deaths. Let me say this again. No deaths reported as an because of the Omicron variant to date. But yet they're fixing to ramp up. Just ramp up vaccination, forced vaccinations. Even though there's no deaths attributed to Omicron, doesn't matter. There was minimal death, even with the coronavirus. You say, well, wait a minute, Sam. There's a lot of people dead. 800,000 in America or something. Yeah, compared to how many people got corona. Ladies and gentlemen, they're on a bender. Let's talk about it on your radio.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just give you some input that I think is really relevant to this coronavirus scandal. It's not a scandal, ladies and gentlemen, in the fact that it exists. Okay, the coronavirus exists. Don't let anybody tell you that it doesn't exist. Okay, the problem is they're lying to you about its severity. They're manipulating reality. They're giving everyone an experimental vaccination that's having serious side effects that they don't want to admit or deal with at all. So the mainstream press should be telling you the truth on this, and they're not. Headline, WHO, that's the World Health Organization, no deaths reported as a result of the Omicron variant to date. Now, the EpicTimes.com has that piece, all right? Now, good for the Epic Times for reporting this reality. But I look, I search, right? And I search WHO or WHO, no deaths reported as a result of the corona variant to date. And I don't really see hardly anybody reporting on it. I do see a Snopes article that kind of half admits that it's true. They kind of say, hey, this is milder. And they try not to really tell you the truth, but they try to not, you know, debunk it either because they know they can't. But why is this not mainstream news all over the country, folks? You know what? The Omicron variant is not as deadly as other variants. And now we're getting no death from the coronavirus latest strain. That to me is huge good news if you're pro-life. Now, if you want the Omicron to kill everybody, then it's not good news and you ought to block that news. But why is the mainstream press not really talking about this? Where is CNN? Where is, okay, what on earth is going on? I don't know. But I'm just telling you, this is what I mean. Why would they not report on this? Why would the government and or, see, because you could have Fauci report this, right? Fauci could be like, hey, guys, this is phenomenal news. But no, Fauci's just running around preaching death and destruction and force. All right? But while the latest strain of coronavirus known as the Omicron variant, the World Health Organization says, hey, no deaths to date. To me, that's a great news piece. I'm really excited about that. Because it means more people can become naturally immune. We don't have to take experimental vaccines. And less people are dying. That's phenomenal news. Why isn't it reported by others? I just don't know. Except I do believe that they're on a bender for death. They love this shutdown society. Force everybody to take a vaccines. They love death and destruction and carnage in the wake of whatever latest strain comes our way. Don't they? It seems like they do. Let me give you an example. Fauci on vaccination mandates. Yeah, listen. Anthony Fauci was in an MSNBC interview with Andrea Mitchell. All right, now I don't want any of you professors from big-time universities to call me up and tell me I'm bogus on my information now. Don't be doing that, all right? This is Andrea Mitchell. And we're going to play this audio right now with Andrea Mitchell and Anthony Fauci, where they're literally setting the stage, peddling fear, peddling force. It is just shocking. Here it is, Andrea Mitchell and Fauci.
There's so much opposition now in Congress. And, of course, the states, even in Democratic states, Governor Whitmer in Michigan and other places, this is becoming just a political test. And the outlook in the outlook is not at all a sure thing in the court system. Is there any thought of backing off of that and trying to avoid, you know, all the outcry against it?
Yeah, but, you know, Andrea, we really have to get people vaccinated. I mean, I understand and we all understand how people do not like to be told what to do. They want to make their own choice and their own free will. I get that and I respect that. But these are unusual times. And you can't think only of yourself and your own personal opinion, but you've got to think about your communal responsibility to get yourself and your family and indirectly then the community protected. So I would prefer, and we all would prefer, that people would be voluntarily getting vaccinated. But if they're not going to do that, sometimes you've got to do things that are unpopular, but that clearly supersede individual choices and are directed predominantly at the communal good. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about requirements.
No offense, you thug, dishonest Anthony Fauci. Shame on you. Fauci on an interviewer, in an interview with MSNBC interviewer Andrea Mitchell. She's supposed to be a journalist, ladies and gentlemen, but shame on her because she peddles the porn of fear with Fauci. Anthony Fauci in this MSNBC interview with Andrea Mitchell on vaccine mandates. Communal good trumps individual choices. You liar from the pit of hell. This is America, not China, Mr. Fauci. And individual choices are the core of what America was based on, was built on. All right? Fauci says we really have to get people vaccinated. Art Moore with WND.com with the piece to break it down. But this is just criminal. All right, first off, we just got done telling you the news that Fauci is ignoring. World Health Organization. No deaths are reported as a result from the Omicron variant to date. And now he's literally saying, hey, first it was 10, 14 days to flatten the curve. Then it was, by golly, as soon as we get vaccinations, we'll be good. You'll be able to go back to life, to normal. Now it's, well, you know what? Communal good trumps your individual choices. You liar. You dishonest thug that needs to be fired. How dare you? Shame on you for the dishonesty and criminal activity you've been peddling in your in our government for literally, what, almost 50 years? Shame on you. You lied to Congress. You got caught. You're a criminal and you should be in prison. This is insanity, ladies and gentlemen. When we got the latest variant that's a lot milder, we've got literally over 60% of the nation vaccinated with experimental vaccinations that we have more and more evidence every day of the carnage in the wake of the vaccine that's experimental. And then this guy's like, hey, we might have to have this, this communal, right? This communal good that trumps your individual freedom here. We might want to be polite and try to get you to take the vaccine, but if you don't, here's what he's saying. We may just be fixing to force you. I'm telling you right now, I don't know how to go off on this guy more. This is absolutely insane. And I've told you, ladies and gentlemen, that these people are into force. They're dishonest, they're immoral, and they have no moral leg to stand on whatsoever. Okay? The protocols in the hospitals are absolutely satanic and despicable. You go in the hospital and they force you on a ventilator knowing the chances of you coming off that ventilator are almost nil. They put you on that thing anyway. But they won't even try ivermectin. They won't even try hydroxychloroquine. They won't even try some of these other options, ladies and gentlemen. They won't even try this, what is it, chlorine dioxide, I think it is. Okay, they won't even try these things. In fact, if you bring it up, the doctor just gets in your face and it's like, that's conspiracy theory. And then they go off and kill you. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. They paralyze you. They literally put you on a ventilator and they sedate you to the point of you're absolutely paralyzed. Every other illness for decades, for centuries, we've learned the sooner you can get people up and moving about and eating and drinking and breathing on their own, the better. Because the muscles don't atrophy. Because if you don't use your body, it starts to just waste away. Okay, they know this scientifically. But they're literally jettisoning every bit of this when it comes to corona. It is literally satanic. The first do no harm mantra is out the window. And anybody who dare criticizes it is considered a terrorist. An enemy to the state. Somehow a conspiracy theorist. And what on earth is going on with the honesty here? We literally get a report from the Epic Times and the World Health Organization, okay, that says, hey, no deaths are reported as the Omicron variant. We should be hailing that as wonderful news indeed. But no, Fauci's on with Andrea Mitchell in an MSNBC interview going, yeah, you know, communal reality trumps your individual choices there. The community good. We really have to get people vaccinated. You've already got 60+% of the nation vaccinated, you thug. And you run around and say they're safe and effective, but now you're fixing to change the definition of fully vaccinated? Because you know the current definition doesn't fit the lies that you've been telling. It doesn't fit that the fact that the vaccine doesn't work. That's why you're on vaccine dose 3 and you're begging for more as you change the definition, you dishonest thug. How dare you? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
NFL legend and TV personality Michael Strahan, the latest celebrity to be going into space, scheduled to be lifting off in a Blue Origin capsule this hour from West Texas. At least two people are dead after an Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville, Illinois, was struck by a tornado overnight, collapsing the roof. The Edwardsville police chief saying that several dozen workers were able to get out on their own, but there have been at least two fatalities.
It looks like a good portion of the southern portion of the building was destroyed.
Search and rescue operations feverishly continuing at the scene. Meanwhile, that was apparently part of the same weather system that sparked a tornado that traveled through four states, doing especially big damage to Mayfield, Kentucky, where Governor Andy Beshear says,
"Praying for you, Western Kentucky. We are all with you."
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Some more details now on two big stories we brought you moments ago, including what's being called the worst tornado damage seen in the South in a very long time, as a single tornado seems to have crossed four states, traveling over 200 miles through Kentucky alone before it did some major damage in Mayfield, Kentucky. The governor there saying he expects to hear at least 50 people died, although there's damage elsewhere as well, according to storm chaser Chris Jackson.
I mean, just the damage that we've seen along its path has been catastrophic the entire way.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket is going to be lifting off shortly from West Texas, and among the six on board will be NFL star-turned-TV personality Michael Strahan, who says training has been fascinating as it's also pulled in the history of space travel.
So there's a lot of history that you're learning here on top of just being here to get on a rocket and go to space and come back and talk about it. So I love the entire experience.
USA Radio News.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So from the Epic Times, ladies and gentlemen, we get the truth. The World Health Organization and the Epic Times literally reporting no deaths reported as the Omicron variant continues to date. That's great news. Now, somebody might die, don't get me wrong, but it's a milder form, and we're happy and happy about that and grateful for that. But Fauci doesn't even talk about that when he gets a chance to get on TV. He gets on with Andrea Mitchell, and he basically says, hey, you know what? For the community's good, we really need to realize that the community good trumps your individual choices. We really have to get people vaccinated. You got 74% of the population vaccinated in Vermont, but you got cases skyrocketing. At some point, ladies and gentlemen, 2 years after this outbreak, when they've been asking us to mask up, social distance, stay at home, get the vaccines, maybe you need to realize the vaccines don't work. In fact, in the court case where they tried to literally force us as employers to force employees to get vaccinated, the judge said, well, since you can't prove the vaccinations don't prevent the spread of the disease, you know what, I can't grant this to you. And you know what? Joe Biden lost. All right? People are starting to wake up and realize this is bogus. And if it was one thing where you had your own opinion, like, hey, I think masks are the answer, Sam, fine, wear a mask. I think the masks are the answer, Sam, fine, wear two masks. I think vaccinations are the answer. Fine, get vaccinated. But don't you dare force me to do so. especially when your vaccinations are experimental. And when you lie and act like, oh, yeah, we moved from the experimental vaccine to the legitimate licensed approved vaccine. No, you haven't, you liar from the pit of hell. You're dishonest and you're lying. You're still giving people experimental vaccines. Why are you doing that if you have a legitimately approved vaccine? Huh? Answer me, why? Okay, but when you say that the, quote, community good or communal good trumps individual choices, that is flat-out communism. That is flat-out force of government communism. Now you say, Sam, why are you getting so fired up about this? Wow, you're getting on this. You're on one today, Sam, is what they would say. I'll tell you why. All right, because there's a story now that says this. Why you can't find cheap at home COVID-19 tests. Have you thought about that recently, ladies and gentlemen? Why 2 years into this thing can't we find inexpensive at home COVID-19 tests? You say, Sam, you can. You can buy them from Walmart. They're like two in a pack for $20, $25, whatever. That's not cheap. If they want you to test every time you go somewhere or whatever, it's not cheap at all. It's expensive as all get out, especially if you were to have employees do that once a week. You're talking about, you know, $12.50 or whatever you want to call it, $15 times every week. You're talking about $60 a month, at least just to test. It's expensive as all get out. But why you can't find cheap at home tests? You want to know why? They say, while cheap tests are easily available overseas, Americans are left with few options. Rachana Pratton and Hannah Norman report on this thing, folks. And it turns out that the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has received more than 3,000 emergency use authorization applications for test kits. Okay, companies are ready to make these babies. And it didn't have the resources to get through all the applications, and so they just put it on hold. They just got through a few of them, and that's it. So what I'm telling you is, in the land of the free, the home of the brave, where there's an emergency, there was no emergency to get through these tests, really. There's only a few tests on the market. They're incredibly expensive. In other countries, you can get tests for like a dollar. In America, they're $13 at the least, and they're not even reliable. I've got a personal friend that I know that has taken 3 at-home tests. They all come back negative. He went back and took a specific test, sent into a lab, and it was positive. So these tests aren't even accurate. You take a home test, you think you're negative, you roll out into public, and you're getting everybody sick. Just exactly what they want, huh? Okay, this is just criminal. Why then are we going to force companies? We literally use the government force to make ventilators. Well, we know once a time, by the time somebody gets on a ventilator, they're likely going to die. It's a miracle if they don't. But yet we're going to mandate the making of ventilators at incredible expense. By the way, where are all those ventilators now? Just sitting in some storage place somewhere doing nothing? Shame on Donald and shame on them. And now when it comes to tests, we say, by golly, over 3,000 people have applied for emergency use to make these tests so that we can have them at home inexpensively and test to where you'd know if you're ill and you would intentionally not go into public. You would intentionally quarantine yourself or your family or whoever's infected. You can't even get that done, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Why can't you find cheap at home COVID-19 tests? Well, they're cheap overseas, but not in America because of the FDA. The FDA claims it doesn't have the manpower. They didn't have the resources to get through all the applications, and therefore, hey, you can't have emergency use authorization if they can't get through the tests and approve them, or get through the proposal and approve them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can literally force everyone to wear masks, if you can literally force emergency vaccines on the market, Operation Warp Speed. What about an Operation Warp Speed test? Oh, can't get that done. Don't have the manpower. So let me get this right. There's people who don't have jobs all over the country. We're going to have to send people money because of the COVID pandemic. And then we're going to run around and say, we don't even have the ability to test you. the tests aren't reliable, and golly, we just didn't have the manpower. We have the manpower for Jussie Smollett to run around and fake his attack. Got convicted on 5 counts of staging racist and anti-gay attack in Chicago. The jury literally said he was involved in a fake hate crime. We got that, right? Wow. We got abortion debate before the Supreme Court. We're going to debate as we kill millions and millions and millions of babies. We got enough doctors to kill the millions of babies, but not enough doctors to go through the assessment of the COVID-19 testing, so we can't even get emergency tests out in the market timely. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, what on earth is going on? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, is they have an agenda. And it is an agenda to take away your God-given inalienable rights and freedoms. And Anthony Fauci literally, blatantly said it with Andrea Mitchell. What did he say? Fauci, in an MSNBC interview, literally said, hey, communal good trumps your individual choices. We must get people vaccinated. I'm telling you right now, they're going to try to force us to be vaccinated. We better push back, and we better push back soon. But now you can't even find it heat at home cheap test because, well, your government didn't even have the resources to get through it. They got the resources to take herbs off the market. They got the resources to call, oh, geez, what's that medication called? I don't know why my mind just does this sometimes. I apologize. Hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, that's the one I was looking for. You've got the resources to call that horse poop on Twitter and literally put a national campaign, a worldwide campaign, to shut down the use of ivermectin. But you don't have enough manpower to go ahead and make sure we can get some testing out there. See, everything that fosters fear, everything that promotes the political agenda is plenty of time, plenty of money, plenty of focus. Anything that has to do with solutions or preventing illness or stopping this, replacing faith with fear, hope and solutions, is shut down. Well, golly, we just didn't have enough manpower to approve any tests. That's why you can't have any people. But remember, Donald told you he was going to make it possible for every one of us to be tested all the time easily, no problem. And then we said, well, we can get some tests overseas. And they're like, no, their tests aren't any good. We're going to make better ones. Remember those lies? That was in the flat and the curve days lies, right? Now we're way beyond that. But here's the biggest problem. Ladies and gentlemen, now they're forcing your children by dishonesty to take the vaccinations. They're literally tricking your children in California at your government schools. Listen to this headline. Free pizza has gone from being a student body president's campaign promise to a lure used by the Unified Los Angeles School District to get students vaccinated without their parents' permission. The reason I said parents is I was going to say parental. Without parental permission or without parents' permission. I'm going to come back and talk about this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is insanity. We'll talk about it. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated with global reach on the internet talk show.
The CDC just reported that 7,218 people died after receiving a COVID-19 shot. Granted, vaccines are a complicated concoction of chemicals, and as with any medical experiment, it can take a long time to get it right. This is not the first time people have been hurt when vaccinated. What is different this time, and so concerning, is the reaction to these death numbers. Let me explain. In 1976, the government vaccinated 45 million people for swine flu. A total of 53 people died after getting that shot, and the U.S. government immediately halted the vaccination program. Why? Because authorities decided it was too much of a risk. Why would they halt the program back then for 53 deaths, but now, with over 7,000 deaths, they are using every method possible to force it on you? In fact, now the health authorities are using their power to silence anyone who dares to question the COVID vaccination. Why? Why is anyone that questions COVID silenced? Even doctors are being censored. What's up with that?
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com. The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, some people are saying, Sim, you're on one, buddy. You're fired up. You bet I am. Ladies and gentlemen, when Anthony Fauci literally says communal good trumps your individual agency, I say, what country are you in, you thug? All right, using Andrea Mitchell at MSNBC as your pawn to carry out your dishonest, fear-peddling porn. Shame on you, thug from the pit of hell. Fire Fauci now, ladies and gentlemen. The guy's a flat-out criminal. At the same time he's peddling this porn of fear, we find out that, you know what? Good news. No deaths reported as a result of the Omicron variant to date. That's the World Health Organization admitting that reality check. But now they're literally peddling pizza. Free pizza is now being used at the, quote, let's see, Los Angeles Unified School District to get children vaccinated against the knowledge and or permission of parents. It's flat out criminal activity they're engaged in now to peddle this perversion, to promote this vaccination dishonest agenda. All right. The mother of a 13-year-old boy at Barack Obama. That's the school, I kid you not. It's called Barack Obama Global Prep Academy. Says that her son came home from school with a new vaccine card. Yeah. The minor child said that he got the vaccine when a teacher or the school employee literally gave him pizza if he would take the vaccine, so he did. The school employee then told the student not to tell his mom, or they would both get in trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely flat-out criminal. Okay? What on earth is going on where parents believe... I'm sorry, where teachers believe they can just circumvent parents. So literally free pizza for vaccinations. In California, by the way, a 13-year-old cannot legally consent to a medical procedure. The parent must authorize the treatment. In this case, not only did the parent not consent, but the parent was adamant that the child did not receive a vaccine because of his asthma and his allergy issues. In other words, pre-existing health conditions in this case. The mom did not want the child vaccinated, but they did it anyway. School employees are literally preying on students' vulnerabilities and silencing them with snacks. They've entirely undermined the rights of parents here. This has become more than just a mandate, ladies and gentlemen. This has become a dishonest, forcing its way into your life of government. Fauci style, right? Anthony Fauci style. Shame on Fauci. Shame on these government school goons. They're criminal, folks. They're flat out criminal. You say, oh, well, Sam, that's not too bad. Yes, it is. Shame on them. But it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. It gets much worse because if we discover more and more and more of what's going on, they have a criminal, dishonest, hostile agenda. Let me say that again. Criminal, dishonest, and hostile. All right? Busted, says the headline. Military memo leaked. Did you see this one? I didn't think so. Joe Biden's Department of Defense, or the DOD, is acting like it's above the law. But this lawlessness will have to answer to the court now in Matt Staver's Liberty Counsel's class action lawsuit. Navy SEAL 1 versus Joe Biden. Unlawful shot tyranny is what it's being called. All right, think about that for a minute, what I'm saying to you. We literally have a leaked memo. Busted. We literally have this leaked memo, ladies and gentlemen, from the military. And it's now being used in a lawsuit with Matt Staver and some military personnel that are saying enough is enough. Right? Think about this. All right? Listen. Just over 2 weeks ago, Matt Staver says I was in a federal court where attorneys for Joe Biden's Department of Defense and Department of Justice told the court that no adverse action would be taken against any of our clients who requested religious exemptions. All right? So they went into court and said, hey, if people file religious exemptions, no action will be taken against them. The judge relied upon that dishonest representation and withheld an injunction against the military. But then the judge ordered the military to begin reporting to the court every 2 weeks, beginning January 7th, on how it's handling religious exemptions. The judge put the Biden DOD under the microscope so that one of two things would happen. Either the DOD would voluntarily grant religious exemptions, or the DOD would continue to deny them. And the judge would then order the DOD to grant them in accordance with, let me say this very straight, in accordance with the law, people, the law. It appears that the Biden Department of Defense is choosing option two. What's option two? To continue to deny religious exemptions, even though they promised the courts the opposite. Matt Staver and others says we will not rest until we restore freedom for our military heroes, defend our defenders, and stop Biden's unlawful mandates. Instead of taking this order as a generous warning to fall in line, Team Biden has apparently decided they have 6 weeks to abuse the law and abuse the victims as much as possible before reporting begins. But thanks be to God, what Joe Biden's minions have sought to do in shadows is now coming to light. And I don't think the judge will be very pleased with what we've caught Biden's DOD doing. Anyway, as you know, Liberty Counsel is representing service members against Biden's shot mandates, right? Our clients have submitted and now have been refused their right to a religious exemption. In fact, Biden's DOD has not approved the more than 16,000 plus religious exemptions before them now. Despite the promises to the judge, the DOD lied and they're punishing our soldiers now. Don't let the Biden administration lie their way out of illegal activity, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. It's psychological torture and more. This is shame, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Think about what I'm telling you just happened. That's why I'm so mad. When you literally have government schools, the education department, funded with our tax dollars, literally tricking children by offering pizza for vaccines against their parents' wishes, it is criminal. It is psychological torture. Okay, mimicking imprisonment meant to break the minds and spirit of all of us. All right, now, Matt Staver doing a phenomenal job here, fighting this good fight, right? Good for Liberty Counsel. But ladies and gentlemen, when you start to do this to the children, you start to literally peddle fear to the nation. I mean, while we hear that this Omicron variant is mild and people are not dying, and then Fauci's saying, hey, you know what? Your communal good trumps your choices. We got to vaccinate people. And then when you find out that in court, the judge literally said, stop, Matt Staver and others are exposing these lies, and the government just continues. So this is what we're doing to our military. This is what we're doing to our little children. And then we find out that we don't even have any good way to test because they've literally just said we don't have the manpower to get tests on the market. They can literally fast track, warp speed, everything else, but no testing. See, everything points to an agenda here, not a desire to get over the coronavirus. Busted. Military memo leaked. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Biden's Department of Defense is acting as if it's above the law. They think they are above the law, don't they? Folks, think about this. Military memo leak. Joe Biden's Department of Defense, DOD, is acting like it's above the law. But the lawlessness will have to answer to the court in our class action lawsuit. I don't know where to go with this, really. We got to free our military heroes from this shot tyranny, folks. As you know, Liberty Counsel is representing these people, and I'm grateful they are. Matt Staver doesn't speak lightly. He's a well-known attorney, and so he doesn't talk out of turn. But ladies and gentlemen, let me give you a teaser for our discussion for next hour. We don't want COVID camps, says Matt Staver. What? Yeah, they're talking about COVID camps, ladies and gentlemen. They've already got them in other states. I'm sorry, they've already got them in over other countries. And they're fixing to push for them here. You can say I'm crazy, but this is beyond opinion now. For years, the conservative talk radio folks have talked about, you know, some kind of concentration camps or whatever, and everybody's kind of mocked it and said they're not real or whatever else. Now they're starting to become real. Your government has literally gone out of control. Okay? Meanwhile, while they're pushing for COVID camps, meanwhile, while Anthony Fauci is literally saying that, hey, communal good is more important than your individual agency or choices, he literally says you're being selfish. You shouldn't be allowed to be selfish. You shouldn't be allowed to have your opinion. Well, he's just having his own opinion. That's right. That's nothing but, no, it's not his opinion. Dr. Fauci lied and wants you to believe that, well, Dr. Fauci is science. To attack Dr. Fauci is to attack science. Do you see how he just lies, lies, lies? Attacking Fauci is not science. Or attacking science. To say so is a dishonest lie. You heard me. A dishonest lie. When we come back, we're going to drill into this more because there's two sides to this. As they dig in more to steal your rights, to lock you down, to promote death and destruction, to push everything that spreads the coronavirus, we find out more and more evidence of the reality of the truth. We'll cover that, and we'll also give you the truth on Facebook, which absolutely the mocking name Facebook turns out to be more true than you can imagine. We'll do it all in seconds. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.